The coronavirus pandemic continues.
全球大流行疫情，新冠状肺炎一直在继续。
Every day, the number of cases goes up, the number of deaths goes up.
那么每天呢？许多人都继续得到了这个病，那总共死亡的人数也在增加中。
We get more and more intrusive response from our government.
那么各国家的政府也在积极的预防，但同时也做到了这个限制和侵犯人民自由的一些措施。
Everywhere fear is spreading.
那在各处所有的地方，大家都很害怕。
In the midst of this, this meme has popped up.
那么在这件事情的当中，有一个图像在网络上开始爆红。
Pray as much as you like, only science will save us.
你可以多多的祈祷，但是只有科学可以拯救我们。
The assumption that science is better than God, that it can do more for us than God can, for a long time, this has been spreading.
那么科学是比神还要更万能的，这个呢，其实很长久呢，就已经在这个社会慢慢的传开了。
For a long time, science has been supplanting God and becoming, as it were, the new God of the Western world.
在于我们西方的世界来讲，科学已经成为了一个神，就等于说它变成了新的神，在这个西方的国家之中。
Science is indeed a great thing, a great tool for examining the natural world, but can it save you?
科学的确是一个很好的工具，可以帮助我们了解这个世界，但是能够帮到你吗？能够拯救你吗？
It can certainly make your life better.
的确是可以令你的生活有更好、更美好。
For example, has any of you ever eaten or cooked with canola oil?
举个例子来说吧，那么之前有没有人用这个菜籽油来煮菜呢？
Did you know that canola oil is poisonous?
但是你知道这个菜籽油其实是有毒的吗？
Canola is made out of those little black things they're called rapeseed.
菜籽油是由这个菜籽它们的种子所提出来的。
They're very poisonous. They were grown only in those parts of the land where it's too cold to grow anything else.
那其实这些种子呢，它是有毒的。那么之前呢，只是在一些比较冰冷的地方来成长的，因为其他的植物或者其他的农物比较难长。
All the oil could be used for was to lubricate machinery.
之前这些油是用来做润滑油的。不是拿来吃的。
And then science got into the act.
那因为科学的原因，这个才有改变。
Chemical engineers spent quite a bit of time figuring out how to detoxify the oil.
各个化工工程师呢，花了很多时间来找办法让这个油不再有毒性。
And they succeeded, so now there's an oil available to everyone around the world.
那他们成功了，他们成功的把这个毒性给去除了，所以现在大家都用这个菜籽油来煮菜。
The meal was still poisonous, however.
但是虽然是成功了，煮出来的菜呢，依然还是有毒的。
And many years ago, when I was at the University of Toronto in chemical engineering, this man was my thesis supervisor.
那许多年前，我在多伦多大学，修读我的化学工程师的这个执照的时候呢，这个是我以前写论文的导师。
He was working on a process to detoxify the meal as well, so that it could become a food source.
那么我的导师之前在我工作的，在我这个求学的时候呢，他。就是在寻找怎么样把这个菜籽油来去毒，所以呢，能够拿来做煮菜的油。
Some years after I left, he succeeded.
那当我毕业了之后，大概过了几年，他成功了。
Big new supply of food for the world.
那成功了以后呢，这个变成就是一个新的，可以让大家都来做菜的油。
So science can do great things.
那科学是可以做到很多好的事情。
But science is impersonal. It is not kind, it is not cruel, it is not good, it is not evil.
但是科学它本身是没有人性的，它不是善良，不是残酷的，不是好的，也不是邪恶的。
It's impersonal.
它是没有人性的。
It can give you new food supplies and medicines.
是一门学问，可以给你新的可以吃的食物，或者是可以帮助我们在医学上面有更多的了解。
It also gives you new ways to kill people.
但是科学也可以拿来做于杀人的工具。
Before science came along, we had sticks and spears, very inefficient ways to kill people in large numbers.
那在科学发达之前，我们杀人的方法是用棍子、用刀、用剑。这杀人的方法不是很有效的。
Now we can wipe out an entire city like that.
不是很有效的意思是没办法杀这么多人，但是科学到来之后，可以一下子就把一大群人给杀了。
The Nazis made great use of scientific developments like Zyklon B to make much more efficient their slaughter of the Jewish people, and they're able to kill millions.
那么在纳粹党的统治之下，他们用了这个药物叫 Zyklon B， 可以一次消灭许多的犹太人。
And it is science that makes surveillance states possible and the destruction of human freedom possible on a scale heretofore unimagined.
那也是因为科学的进步，现在政府可以有一个很完美的监控体制，能够同时限制和侵犯人民的自由，这个是之前根本就是匪夷所思的。
Science is not a god. It is a tool, and whether it achieves good or evil depends on who is using it.
科学不是神，是一个工具。那么我们拿来做好利用好的，我们来做好的用呢，还是用邪恶的用法？这个是看谁在利用这个工具，或是使用这个工具。
Semmelweis Ignaz Füller.
Semmelweis Ignaz Füller 这个人。
Made the most important discovery in the history of health. He's the fellow who figured out that doctors should wash their hands before examining patients.
这个人呢，他是一个很重要的科学家。他查到了什么呢？他在医学方面有一个很大的进步了解，就是要把人的卫生习惯来改变，要洗手。
With this discovery, he saved untold millions of lives.
那么他发现了这个需要洗手，在这个做医疗之前呢，要就是在看病之前呢要洗手，这个呢就拯救了很多人的生命。
Charles Darwin, on the other hand,
达尔文另一方面
used science, falsely so-called science, to try to convince people that there is no God.
用科学或者更正确的说是以假乱真的伪科学说服了许多人这个世界是没有神的。
So science is a tool and in good hands it can be used to accomplish a great deal.
那么科学在好的人的手中是可以做到很多好的事情。
That is why secular people are hunkered down in fear waiting for science to save them by finding a cure for COVID-19.
所以很多人很多不信神的人呢，他们都很害怕，等着科学可以救他们，可以找到一个治疗这个新冠状病毒的疫苗来救他们。
Watching them at a time like this calls to my mind Psalm 53 verse 1a and 5a. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. There they are in great fear where no fear was.
那么看到他们的反应之后呢，让我想起了诗篇五十三章 一节里头，这里说到顽愚人心里说没有神，他们都是邪恶，行了可憎恶的罪孽，没有一个行善，他们在无可惧怕之处就大大的害怕。
They're so afraid because this life is all that they have and they're terrified of losing it.
那他们是相当害怕的，因为除了现在生活上面的事情以及这个生命之外，他们死后就无处可归了，所以他们现在是非常的害怕，怕丧失他们的生命。
Science save them? Will it defeat COVID-19?
那么科学是否真的能救他们呢？是否能够找到方法来消灭这一次的病毒呢？
Perhaps they'll find a vaccine, a treatment, and the terror will end.
有可能的，科学的确有可能会找到疫苗或者是治疗的方法，那么这一次的惊慌就会停止。
They will not die of COVID-19.
这次可能不会因为新冠状病毒而死。
But consider the following.
但是考虑以下的这个图像。
From January 1st to March 25th of this year, 21,000 people died from COVID-19 worldwide.
那么从1月1号到3月25号，今年来说呢，总共有21,000个人因为新冠状病毒而死。
Same period, 113,000 were killed by seasonal flu.
但是同样的因为这个同样死亡的人数呢，因为季节性的流感而死是有113,000 人。
Almost 10 times the COVID toll, 228,000 from malaria.
是总共是差不多快要十倍因为新冠状病毒而死。那么接下来你也看到这个malaria 这个病毒的话呢，总共是200多万人。
249,000 by suicide.
自杀的人数总共有24万人。
314,000 from traffic fatalities.
那么因为交通事故而死，倒是有31万多人。
581,000 alcohol-related deaths.
那么因为醉酒而死亡的话呢，总共有58万人。
1,909,000 from cancer.
因为癌症而死的人呢，更加之多，总共有190多万人。
2,382,000 from starvation.
饿死的人更有238万人。
Will science save them from all of these?
那么科学能够将大家从这些死亡的原因之中拯救出来吗？
No, they may escape COVID-19. They may not die today.
不会。有可能我们可以逃避这一次的新冠状病菌，所以今天可能不死。
They will die another day.
但是终有一天会死。
Maybe science can extend your life. Maybe.
可能科学能够增长你的寿命，有可能哦。
But it can't save you.
但是他没有办法救你一辈子。
Remember this.
记住这句话。
Eat healthy.
吃得健康。
Exercise daily.
每天做运动。
Die anyway.
还是要死。
Science cannot save you.
科学不能保证你不会死。
But as we approach Easter, we are reminded that there is one who can save us.
但是我们现在靠近现在这个复活节的到来，我们记起来我们想起来有一个人可以拯救你。
One who can heal.
有一个人可以治疗我们。
One who can defeat death.
有一个人已经打败了死亡。
One who is willing and able to give us eternal life.
有一个人，他想也可以给我们永生。
That is Jesus.
那就是耶稣。
He could heal.
他能够治疗我们。
We saw that in our reading this morning. He healed Simon's wife's mother who had a fever, and all who were sick came to him, and he healed many who were sick with various diseases.
那么今天早上我们看到了西门的岳母因为热病而躺着，他救了西门的岳母，甚至有许他其他害了各种各样病的人，他也都医了，他也都医治了他们。
Can we believe for a fact that Jesus was actually able to heal people?
我们相不相信耶稣是的确能够治疗人们的呢？
Yes.
是的。
Remember what happened to the blind man that Jesus encountered at Bethsaida in Mark chapter 8, verses 22-25.
像是这个例子，在伯赛大有一个瞎子。在马克福音，第八节里头的。
An interesting case because here Jesus healed the man, but he didn't seem to do it quite right and had to do a second act.
在这里你看到有一个很奇怪的地方，就是耶稣治疗这个瞎子的时候，他第一次好像没有治好，要再多一次才治好他。
Spit on his eyes, put hands on him. He asked him if he saw anything. He looked up and said, I see men like trees walking.
那么他第一次把手按在他眼睛上的时候，他说你看到了吗？他说是看到了，但是人好像树木一样在行走着。
So he's seeing, but he's not seeing things properly. He can't separate the men from the trees.
他的眼睛是好了，但是他的视力好像有点问题，他没有办法将人跟后面的树给分开。
And so Jesus puts his hands on him again, and this time he's restored and sees everything clearly.
那耶稣再一次把手放在他的头上，那之后呢？这一次他才把每一个事物都看清楚了。
Why did he have to do it twice?
他为什么要做两次呢？
For 1900 years, nobody knew.
1900多年来，没有人知道为什么。
It was not until the 20th century when modern science was able to heal certain conditions of blindness, not all of them, certain conditions that they found something that no one had predicted.
一直要到了21世纪，医学的发达，让我们可以治疗某一些有视觉障碍的人。他们治疗他们好了以后，发现了一些比较特别的情况。
A person born blind or blind for 5 years or more has two problems, not one.
如果一个人他是一出生就瞎眼了，或者是他眼睛瞎了超过五年，总共会有两个问题，不只是一个问题。
It used to be assumed that if a man is blind, you fix his eyes and everything's fine.
那么以前在医疗的观点来说，如果一个人他眼睛瞎了，把他眼睛治好了就没问题了。
What they found though is that these people didn't see properly because there were two problems. The eye didn't work and the visual cortex of the brain had atrophied.
但是他们发觉有另外一个，但是他们发觉问题不是这么简单，除了眼睛本身没有有问题之外，他们大脑这个皮层次的地方也有另外一个问题。
Your eye took in the signal, but your brain couldn't interpret it properly.
那么视力的能够看到东西呢，我们是要用眼睛把我们看到的影像给捕捉起来，那么用大脑来分析这个影像。
It would cause you to see men like trees walking.
如果大脑的视觉皮质受伤的话，眼睛看到的东西会把它的背景跟前面的混合在一起，人跟树就变成了走在一起了。
They call this post-blind syndrome.
他们这种叫做眼感官恢复后的大脑性视觉障碍。
They discovered it in 1963.
这个一直到1963年才发现的。神经工程师。
So how is there a clinically perfect description of post-blind syndrome in the Gospel according to Mark, published in the year 43?
那么怎么有可能在马克福音之中, 马克所形容的这个现象, 在, 主后 43年, 就可以发觉到呢, 就可以有这种现象的出现呢?
Only one way. This is what the eyewitness saw.
只有一个解释, 就是这个现象是的确是当时的目击者所看到的现象。
He didn't understand it, but he faithfully recorded it.
他不了解那个时候发生了什么事, 但是他把它诚实地记录了下来。
And with this description of healing a condition nobody knew about, we have proof that Jesus did a miraculous healing here.
那么这个在我们现在科学来说可以观察到的现象, 既然在马克福音里面可以完完全全地呈现出来, 这个是证明那时候耶稣的确是做了这个神迹。
It's interesting to note that even today, modern science cannot heal post-blind syndrome.
那么另外一件事就是在现在的科学的跟医学里面的领域之中呢, 这个症状不是能够完全治好的。
In fact, most, if not all, of the healings Jesus did, healing the blind, healing paralytics, are things that the best science today cannot do.
那么如果你在圣经里面读到耶稣所 医好的人,不论是瞎子,甚至是瘸了的人, 很多是现在的科学没有办法做到的。But
science can do cannot match what Jesus did.
我们现在科学可以做的, 不能够超越耶稣所做的。Still,
all the people he healed would die another day.
但是他所医治的人们, 还是会死亡的。
The most important thing Jesus did was not the healings. It was that he defeated death, the final enemy.
那耶稣所做的最重要的事情,不是他医好了这些人们,而是他将死亡给打击败了,他复活了,死亡是我们最后的对手。
His enemies got him crucified and they thought they were rid of him.
当时和耶稣敌对的人将他在十字架上钉死, 以为这样他就不存在了。
Because no one comes back from the dead. Death is the great leveler, the final enemy.
因为一死百了, 你死了以后什么都没了, 没有人可以从死亡中复活。
It will get you in the end and no one comes back.
每一个人都免不了一死,死了以后就回不来了。This
is why they mocked him. He saved others. Himself he cannot save.
所以他们到那个时候就戏弄他,取笑他,说你可以救别人,但是不能救自己。But
Jesus did save himself.
但是耶稣的确救了自己。Jesus
did come back from the dead.
死亡 并不能,他征服了死亡, 他死而复活。Jesus
did defeat death.
耶稣征服了死亡。And
of this we have undeniable proof in the eyewitness testimonies in the gospel books.
我们之所以能知道他从死而复生, 我们有当时的目击者写下了这些记录在圣经之中。
So many examples of it, this is just one of them.
虽然有许多的例子, 这是其中之一。
This is Thomas, the apostle. He refused to believe that Jesus could have come back from the dead unless he himself could see Jesus and put his hands, see the holes of the nails, put his finger into the holes, or put his hand into that side where there was a great gaping wound from the spear. He said, unless I can do these things, I will not believe.
那么我们可以看到在这里的记录多马十二门徒之中其中之一他说我不相信耶稣复活了除非我能够看到耶稣手上的钉痕能够用手去摸他或者是我可以看到他那个肋旁所受到枪所刺伤的地方我才能相信
And he got what he wanted. Jesus appeared to him. He said to Thomas, reach your fingers here. Look at my hands. reach your hand here, put it into my side, do not be unbelieving, but believing.
那多马这个条件也实也实行也验证了，因为过了八日，耶稣来到了，跟多马说：“你可以用你的指头来摸我的手，来探入我的肋边，不要疑惑，总要信。”
Thomas's response: "My Lord and my God."
那多马的回应就是：“我的主，我的神。”
"My Lord and my God."
我的主，我的神。
And what does this risen Lord offer us?
那么这个死而复生的主，他可以给我们什么呢？
Is it healing?
是医疗吗？
It is more than just healing.
不只是医疗哦。
It is eternal life, victory over death.
而是永生，永远不死，击败死亡。
As he said,I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
耶稣说了，复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗？
This is what he offers us.
这个是他所给我们的。
And this, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him.
如 经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未必想到的。
The least of what awaits us in the next life is better than the greatest thing we have here.
在死后之后所得到的永生，是比我们现在所经历过的还要更好。
So much so we can't even imagine it.
那好到多好呢？有些时候是我们想未所思的，或者是也没从来没梦见过的。
And this too we know. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
就比如诗篇里头说到。你必将生命的道路指示我，在你的面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
That is what really counts.
这个才是神所担保给我们的。
Notice the rest of our reading from this morning.
那我们再看一下今天早上我们所读到的文章。
He spent the previous night healing, and then in the morning he goes out and he's praying.And his followers are coming to him and saying, everyone's looking for you. They want more healings. But Jesus doesn't go back to do that. He said, let us go into the next towns that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth.
那么我们看到了就是在这一次经文的记载是昨天晚上他一晚都依然在医疗多人。但是隔天的早上呢天还未亮的时候他就离开了到了旷野的地方去。那西门和他同伴追出去说，哎，大家都还是找你啊，他们需要你再继续治疗他们。但是耶稣对他们说，我们可以往别处去，到邻近的乡村，我们也好在那里传道，因为是为了这个事情我才出来的。
He's going to preach in the next towns because preaching the gospel is more important than the healings, because with this people will believe and have eternal life.
那耶稣是为了传道，是为了来传福音的，所以要让大家都可以听到。因为虽然医疗是重要，但是福音才能给我们永生。
That is more important than the healings here.
那得到永生是比得到治疗还要重要。
Here you die another day.
因为在这里，就算你能择日而死，还是要死。
Then you live forever.
但是信耶稣得永生。
Jesus is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him.
以希伯来书所说，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底。
As we read in Hebrews 9:7, it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment.
在希伯来书同样说着，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Those who fear the COVID-19 virus but do not fear God had better start thinking not of the death that is appointed for them and for all, but the judgment that comes after that.
那害怕新冠状病毒的人，他们是害怕这个病毒，但是更要害怕的不只是死，而是在死后面对神的审判。
Jesus gives some very serious warnings about hell, and we need to take these seriously.
耶稣对于地狱的形容提出了很多的警示。
And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
像马太福音这里形容到，那杀身体不能杀灵魂的。不要怕他们，唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。
And again, and I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him.
这里又是另外一个警示，我的朋友，我对你们说。那杀身体之后不能再做什么的，不要怕他们。我要指示你们当怕的是谁？当怕的是杀了以后又有柄权丢在地狱里的。我实在的告诉你们，正要怕他。
People need to take this seriously.
我们对于这些警示要有深切的反省。
And for those who are willing to listen, here's the full message of Hebrews 9:27 and 28.
那么，对，可以，如果你想听的话，想了解的话，希伯来书的9:27-28的全文是这么说的。
It's appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment.So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation.
那么这个句子是这样子写的，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。像这样，基督既然一次被献，担当了多人的罪，将来要向那些等候他的人第二次显现。并无罪无关，乃是为拯救他们。
This is the message of Easter.
这个是复活节的讯息。
Science may help, but it cannot save.
科学是可以帮到我们的，但是没有办法拯救我们。
But Jesus is willing and able to save you to the uttermost.
那么耶稣不但可以，他也是相当的想要打救我们到底。
So let us go forth and preach this message of Easter to people who now are in fear and for the only time in their lives may actually be willing to listen.
那我们要把这个复活节的讯息，这个福音带给大家，因为现在病情的和害怕的人来告诉他们，因为有可能这个是他们唯一一生害怕的时候。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we know that you are in control. All things are in your hands.
主啊，我不知道你是可以拯救一切的主，所有的事情都在你的控制之中。
As these times of stress has come and people are in fear, let us, your people, take full advantage, preaching a gospel, pointing to your truth, pointing to the Lord who saves.
那么在大家都担心害怕的时候，让我们能够掌握这些时刻，来宣扬你的福音，让大家知道你是可以拯救他们的。
May you protect your people and open the ears of those to whom they speak.
我希望您能够帮助我们准备我们的心，而准备他们的耳朵，让他们可以听到并且相信。
Be glorified, O Lord, by all that we do.
主啊，我们愿全部荣耀归你。
For you are so worthy, Lord.
因为你是值得一切的。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
奉耶稣的圣名祷告。阿门。
阿门。
Amen.